Now it's getting loud.
5 seconds. It's 7:30 in the morning at Battle Elementary School in Columbia, Missouri. Students hop off of their buses and head down the hallway past a few folding tables with crates of milk, juice, fruit, and warm muffins sitting on top. Lena Fulham is the Director of Nutrition Services for the Columbia Public School District. Here, it's not just the low-income students who pick up a free breakfast on the way to class.
It's for all students, which takes the stigma away from students eating with us. So everybody's doing it, so it's just the natural thing to do at the beginning of the day.
For low-income families, putting nutritious meals on the table can be challenging. Nationally, schools served 1.8 billion free breakfasts in 2015, and even more free or cheap lunches. Even with free meals at school, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Fulham says she knows many of these students are still hungry at home.
The one thing we do notice is that students eat a lot on Monday and they eat a lot on Friday because a few of them, when they go home, know there's not going to be much there.
So what about the kids who aren't in school yet? That's what the WIC program is for. It's called Women, Infants, and Children, and it provides food and other benefits to some 8 million moms and young kids nationwide.
At that time, if I didn't have it, it would mean my kids not having enough during the day to eat.
Chantel Dos Remedios was pregnant with her second child when she and her husband both lost their jobs. She depended on WIC for the extra help.
It was such a great help when you have nothing coming in until you can get back on your feet again.
But the WIC program only provides benefits to children under five. When Dos Remedios' first son turned five, he still hadn't started kindergarten, so he couldn't take advantage of free school meals. That donut hole, the gap between aging out of WIC and starting school, hits lots of families, Dos Remedios says, and she wishes that gap was bridged.
I believe that would help a lot of parents because it is an additional cost for a whole year providing the extra food until they can get into a full-day kindergarten or a full-day school.
Our research showed that there's a spike in food insecurity right around this age point when children lose eligibility for WIC.
Colleen Heflin specializes in food policy as a professor at the University of Missouri. She recently published new research looking at kids who fall into this gap. She found that losing a food package for one child can plunge the whole family into an unstable situation without enough food. When a family of five has to split four meals, no one gets enough to eat. And she says a lack of nutritious food can have lasting effects on the kids.
There are physical effects, mental health effects, cognitive effects. We know there's differences in family functioning and even somewhat obvious things like families are less likely to eat meals together, which we know has impacts on all sorts of positive pro-social behaviors.
When children fall into this gap, the families sometimes enroll in SNAP or food stamps, while others shop at the food bank. So here's the idea. Extend WIC eligibility to age six.
And this would, for most of the children in our sample, close that gap entirely.
There's a bill sitting in the U.S. Senate right now that does just that, raises the age cutoff. Douglas Greenaway is president of the National WIC Association, which advocates for low-income families.
We ought to be doing everything we can to facilitate ease of access and reducing those barriers. So, let's streamline access to the program.
But in 2015, the program cost about $6.2 billion. Extending eligibility would likely increase the price, which means changing who qualifies for WIC an uphill battle. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.